A school district near Philadelphia has made national headlines for its heated board meetings over masking, book bans, and policies that some say discriminate against LGBTQ students. If there was a question about whether those policies reflected the will of the local community, last week's election may have provided an answer. As Emily Rizzo reports, voters have effectively flipped the Central Bucks School Board from majority Republican to majority Democrat.
District parents Jeff and Elizabeth Durham stand outside a coffee shop in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. It's been a few days since the election, and they're relieved by the school board results.
I voted straight Dems this last one for the first time in my life.
They're both independents, and they used to split their tickets, especially in local elections, but that's changed.
Increasingly, it's difficult. I mean, I would vote Republican again if they gave me a reason, but it's crazy times.
The current Central Bucks School Board, led by Republicans, has passed a batch of controversial policies. One censored books they considered to have, quote, sexualized content. And just this week, the board banned transgender athletes from playing on sports teams aligned with their gender identities. Those policies may not last long once the new board is sworn in. Five Democratic candidates won their races, overturning the Republican majority. Republicans also lost majority control of school boards in Iowa, Virginia, and a historically conservative district neighboring Central Bucks.
I wasn't supposed to win.
Central Bucks Democrat Heather Reynolds beat the board's current president and the only Republican incumbent in the race.
My region is what we would say is the reddest.
Central Bucks is politically mixed. It's also the third largest school district in the state. Reynolds has two children in the district and attended many of those heated board meetings.
I think that the community has had enough. They've seen what this former board majority has done, and they said no more.
She's committed to revising the current board's more controversial policies once she's sworn in. Glenn Schlaffel ran and lost as a Republican in the race. He doesn't think it's fair to call the board's decisions around books a book ban.
There were two books that were removed from the schools that were highly graphic in sexual nature. Absolutely disgusting.
Schlaffel believes the board majority got thrown under the bus after residents accused them of discrimination. He says the board's policies are not controversial.
I just can't believe most people would want these sorts of books around their kids.
The campaigns on both sides were very well funded. 10 Central Bucks candidates raised about $600,000 combined as of last week, according to campaign finance records. Compare that to 2018, when a survey found most school board officials spent less than $1,000 on their campaigns. Ultimately, many parents like Jeff and Elizabeth Durham, outside that Doylestown coffee shop, say they grew exhausted of the chaos that became a normal part of school board meetings.
No one I talk to is for any of this stuff or cares much about some of the things that they're putting so much effort into. We just want normalcy and function. We just want the government to function.
Now that the election is over, she hopes school board meetings become boring again. For NPR News, I'm Emily Rizzo in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.